I was looking again recently at McNeice's autobiography, Strings Are False. And it struck me that he's a great man for the dreams. There are a lot of dreams in The Strings Are False. And he seems to have been one of those people who remember their dreams. I suppose he scribbled them down first thing in the morning when he woke up. But he does a good dream. And these started, according to his poem, autobiography, these started when he was five, when his mother died. And he started having bad dreams, which continued throughout his life. Even in his last book, he's writing about dreams. So I'm sure you all know this one. But here goes anyway, autobiography. In my childhood, trees were green and there was plenty to be seen. Come back early or never come. My father made the walls resound. He wore his collar the wrong way round. Come back early or never come. My mother wore a yellow dress. Gently, gently, gentle, gently, gentleness. Come back early or never come. When I was five, the black dreams came. Nothing after was quite the same. Come back early or never come. The dark was talking to the dead. The lamp was dark beside my bed. Come back early or never come. When I woke, they didn't care. Nobody, nobody was there. Come back early or never come. When my silent terror cried, nobody, nobody replied. Come back early or never come. I got up, the chilly sun saw me walk away alone. Come back early or never come. A lot of darkness that man had to deal with, and he handled it very well, as we all know.